Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Pei Dalet, Chulin 84a, pagination is 167. We'll start on the facing page, about the fourth line, with the start of the new perek called Kisui Hadam, covering the blood. There's a halacha described in Chumash that when shechting a chaya va'of, the non-domesticated type animals such as a deer or a bird, there's a mitzvah that there should be dirt below, before the shechita, so that the blood hits the dirt, and covering it as well, kisui hadam, covering it with dirt. That mitzvah of kisui hadam, covering the lifeblood that comes out initially from the shechita, is described as v'chisahu be'afar, to cover it in dirt. And from there we learn dirt below and dirt above. The Mishnah tells us, kisui hadam, this mitzvah of kisui hadam, noig ba'aretz uv'chutz ala'aretz. It applies in Eretz Yisrael and out of Eretz Yisrael, b'fnei habayis v'shalo b'fnei habayis, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing and when it's not standing, bachulin, with non-sacred, avalo b'mukdashim, but not in the Beis HaMikdash, v'noeg b'chaya uva'of, and it applies by chaya, the non-domesticated animals, uva'of, and by birds, b'mizuman, whether it's arranged, set aside, designated that you own it, and you're shechting it, uv'she'enu mezuman, or even if it wasn't designated, it's totally wild and you caught it, the laws of kisui hadam would apply. Rashi points out that because the Mishnah wanted to make the distinction of a loba mukdashim, not in the Beis HaMikdash, nokat lekulu, therefore the Mishnah listed off these things about in Eretz Yisrael and out of Eretz Yisrael, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash and not in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, all for the point of saying, but not in the Beis HaMikdash. Because, as Rashi explained by Osova Espino, the last thing that we were learning, that it's chovas haguf, it's something that's obligatory on the person, and therefore there's no reason that you should be absolved because the Beis HaMikdash is not standing or because you're not in Eretz Yisrael. It's a chovas haguf, it's an obligation on you, like tefillin, kashrus, Shabbos, lots of mitzvahs. There's no reason that kisui hadam wouldn't apply, but because we wanted to segue into this unique law of a loba mukdashim, not in the Beis HaMikdash, we listed all these other things. The reason that it doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash is actually quite interesting. The Gemara launches a discussion. About four lines into the Gemara, we could see the pasuk that's quoted, v'shafach es damo v'chisahu be'afar. You spill the blood of the animal and you cover it in dirt. Afar lo ne'amar. It doesn't just say cover it with dirt. Ela be'afar, in dirt. Melamed she'ashochet tzorech she'yitein afar lamata v'afar lamayla. There has to be dirt underneath. V'hacha lo efshar. And by the Beis HaMikdash, that's impossible. Because what would you do if you're going to put it on the Mizbeach, so that when you take the blood that's in the cup and sprinkle it on the Mizbeach, it should be covered on the bottom, and then you'll cover it on top. Kamosef HaBinyan, that's adding on to the Beis HaMikdash. If you leave it there forever as permanent structure, that's adding to the Beis HaMikdash. And you're not allowed to do that. Hakobik Sav Miyad Hashem Alai Hiskil. The description of the Beis HaMikdash is that it's totally with Nevuah, exactly the dimensions. And even if one may argue that there's a degree of tolerance perhaps in human endeavors, but if a person would purposely add in order to do a different thing, a different mitzvah, a different agenda, That would be called adding. Lo levatli, so then just put it there and don't be mevatel it. Don't leave it there permanently. Put it there before you do the sprinkle. Kahava chatzitza. That's going to be a chatzitza, because if it's not part of the Beis HaMikdash, then sprinkling it on the wall of the Mizbeach and there's dirt in between, that's not on the wall of the base of the Mizbeach. Now, to observe that we're not talking about Kisui Hadam on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, because as described in Yuma Ayin Ches, V'shafach dam V'lokach midam hapor, Yuma Memches. V'lokach midam hapor, you're taking the blood of the animal directly into the vessel. It doesn't hit the ground at all. And from the vessel, it's brought on the Mizbeach. So the Kisei Hadam that we're talking about is not on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kisei Hadam would be on the Mizbeach. And over there, you can't add dirt. That's not going to work. The Gemara contemplates you can't do the underneath dirt, but you could do the above dirt. And the Gemara says that also doesn't work because it has to be in a place that could have appropriately had dirt. And over here, that's not relevant. The Gemara asks, V'ligarre v'lechase, maybe you should sprinkle it normally, no chatzitzas, and then take of that blood, have dirt underneath and put dirt on top, and you'd be able to do Kisei Hadam. And the Gemara on today's daf, about 12 lines down, says, V'shafach v'kisa. The mitzvah of Kisei Hadam is very clear. The blood spills and you cover it. Yotza ze shamechusa shvicha gurira v'kisui. If you're going to have a case that the only way to do it is to do the spilling of the blood and then to scoop it up and have to cover it, that's not what the mitzvah of the Torah was, and therefore this mitzvah does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. While we're on this topic of Kisei Hadam applying by animals that are behazmana, not with hazmana, etc., and the topic of Ki Yarchiv Hashem Alokecha Eskevulcha, the description of this mitzvah is that you want to eat meat because Hashem was generous with you. So the Gemara branches off to some money tips regarding meat. Meat was considered expensive. And the Gemara tells us, Derech Eretz, proper behavior, is Shelo Yochal Adam Basar Ela L'Te'avon. A person should only eat meat as a treat, out of desire, but it's not a mainstay of sustenance. And we're going to see the Gemara revises this somewhat. On the third wide line, Misha Yesh Lamana, if you have one coin, so you're supposed to get Yerek, vegetables. Asara Mana, you have 10, a little bit more wealthy, so you could go into fish. Chamishim, you have 50 mana, so then you can go into basar. Meya, you have 100, so then you could do it b'chol yom, you could do it every day. Ve'inach, but the other people who aren't that wealthy, emas, how often should they eat meat? Me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Friday to Friday, when you're preparing for Shabbos, that's when you'll introduce meat into your cooking. Amarav. Rav said, we should worry about this statement, and we shouldn't eat meat that often. Rabbi Yochanan said, Abba, Rav, who said we should worry for this, he's from a family of healthy people. strong people. Interesting, he attributes it to the genetics, to the family. Aval kagon anu, but us, misha yeshla pruta besoch kiso, if you just have a simple minimal coin, yaritzenu lechenveni, you should spend it. Show it to the money changer. Be ready to spend it, because we need to strengthen ourselves, and the meat gives us that strength, and that's what you should do. Amar Rav Nachman said, kigon anu, if you want to talk about us, apparently he considered himself even less strong. Lovin v'ochlin, we're willing to borrow in order to be able to eat meat. And suddenly we have, on the one hand, advice that it should be a treat. On the other hand, if it's done for a good reason, on the contrary, you should be doing it. And this is a very delicate balance that has to be applied in many areas where we get mixed messages. And a person needs the guidance of a mentor to know how to apply it. It is true, studies suggest, that meat may cause ailments of the wealthy. On the other hand, the meat provides strength. And we have a halacha, for example, in the 9 days, that even though we normally don't have fleishiks, meat, chicken are off the menu during the 9 days, except for Shabbos. But if a person is sick, needs strength, so then at least we'll be lenient for chicken. And in theory, even on meat of an animal. And this balance is definitely recognized. Turning over to the second side of the daf, the Gemara continues with money tips. About 10 lines down, Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishe niach lo aviv ma'os, a person who inherited money, verotza la'avdon, and he wants to ruin it, wants to act recklessly. So Rashi says, this is an expression. What it teaches us is what not to do. But this is the expression. You want to ruin it? Here's what to do. Yobash klei pishton, wear very expensive clothing, v'yishtamish b'chalei zechuchis, and use glassware, because they break, v'yiskar po'olim v'al yeshev imahin, and hire workers, and don't oversee them, so that they'll do shabby work, shallow work. They won't push the plow in deep enough, because these are all discretionary type parts of the work, and if you're not there to watch it, they're not going to give it their all. At the end of a line, about 5 lines later, Dorash Rabbi Avira, Rabbi Avira darshined a perspective on spending money. Tov ish chonen umalve. It's good to be generous. Yechalkel devarov b'mishpat. But his own needs should be by the law. So he explained, La'olam yochal adam v'yishta pochas mimasha yeshlo. A person should eat less than his means, within his means, because that's very private. V'yilbash v'yiskas b'mashi yeshlo, what he wears, clothes himself with, should be appropriate to his means, because other people see him. Not good to be shabby or stingy in that area. V'yichabed ishto v'anav yosem b'mashi yeshlo. But to honor his family, his wife, his children, that he should do even more. He should stretch himself for that, because that's a tremendous merit. Shehein tiluyim bo, because they're dependent on him to give them money. V'hu talui b'misha amavaya ha'olam, and he's dependent on Hashem. So if he's generous on those who rely on him, Hashem will be generous with him. And therefore, that's a spot, on the contrary, that it's worth being generous. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.